We're doing Netivot Shalom and Parshat Chayei Sara. Matai Igiu Maasai L'Maasai Avotai. So when will my actions be like my forefathers' actions? Kol Echad V'Echad MiYisrael Chayav Lomar. Every one of Israel, it's incumbent upon him to say to himself, Matai Igiu Maasai L'Maasai Avotai. When will my actions be like my forefathers' actions? Avraham Yitzhak V'Yaakov, Abraham, Jacob, and Yaakov. It says in the Medrash, Tan Deber Yov, that when we learn in these parshiyot about the actions of our forefathers, we're each supposed to do some introspection and say, when will I live up to things like that? V'akushiya yidua, and it's known the question, Ech yale al dat adam pashut pasav adam shiuchal yagel l'maseh Avraham Yitzhak V'Yaakov. That how could a person ever dream of attaining such heights? Shayub madrigan alit meod, they were on such a high level, lemalam imalachei asharet, above the angels, umem itchim lolam atikun, and they started the world in the process of fixing things. They started a whole movement, they changed the whole planet. So how could a person expect himself to be on that level? Umashayach shekol echad v'echad miYisrael, and how does it work that every one of Israel yitzapeh le'agel madrigat haniskavot shel maaseh avot, to the exalted heights of the actions of the forefathers? Asher af malachim v'serafim enam yichulim le'agel maaseihem. Even the angels, the seraph angels, the burning angels, don't reach those levels. Od yesh le'avin, furthermore, we have to understand, me'echan ha'mekor lekach shechayav kol echad lomar ken. What's the source of the Medrash that the Medrash says it is incumbent upon each person to say that? V'gam mado nakat davka maaseh Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov. And furthermore, why did the Medrash point out specifically the three patriarchs, v'lo shar shivat haroim, and not the other of the seven shepherds? We know we have seven shepherds in our history. There's Moshe, there's David, there's Yosef. So why did he choose these three? Okol anmim tzadikim ha'chasidim. Why didn't he say all righteous people? He said, no. The Medrash says, we each have to ask ourselves, it is incumbent upon us to strive and ask ourselves, when will our actions reach their actions? Achen yesh leva'er, so we could explain that the source for this concept, hukadita b'gmara, like the Talmud tells us, shesefer bereshit nikra sefer hayashar. The book of Bereshit is referred to by King David, by King Saul, as sefer hayashar, the book of honesty, the book of straightness. Shu sifran shel yesharim, for it is the book of the honest people, the straight people, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. V'hinei Torah kedoshah lo kol inyana lo orot orchot chayim. The whole purpose of the Torah, the word Torah means teaching, it is teaching us a way of life. V'lelamed layudit aderech asher yasun, the purpose of the Torah is to teach us the path we should go on. Tariyag ha-mitzvot v'chol inyanei avat Hashem mi'irat Hashem. The idea is the 613 mitzvos, the concepts of loving Hashem, fearing Hashem, v'lishem ma katva Torah et kol maaseh Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov. And then we have to ask ourselves, then why did the Torah go into such detail and recount the stories of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov? El al kochach shezegufa alimut shesefer Bereshit. But this must be the learning we're supposed to do in the book of Bereshit, sifran shel Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov. If this book is called Sefer HaYashar, the book of those that were straight, meaning the book focuses on the actions of Avram and Yitzchak and Yaakov, then what we have to say is that the whole purpose is that we learn from those actions. Shekol echad v'echad miYisrael chayav lomar, and that teaches us that each one must say to himself, Matay yagiu ma'asai l'maasai Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov. When will my actions reach the actions of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov? ומשום כך מוזכר דווקא מעשה אברהם יצחק ויעקב, עליהם מדובר בעיקר בספר בראשית. And that's why the Medrash stresses these three, because they are the prime focus of the book of Bereshit. ועל פי זה יש לדבר גם על הקושייה מה שייך להגיע למעשה אברהם יצחק ויעקב. Based on this concept, we could also answer, how could it be that we will reach that level? ואם אמנם צדיקים פרשו לשון יגיעו מלשון נגיעה, although the Medrash says, Matai yagiu. What does the word yagiu mean? So the righteous explain it to mean, when will they touch? Not the way I translated it, when will my actions reach their actions, be like their actions, but rather, when will they touch? When will they connect with their actions? At least a slight touching. But that level too is extraordinarily difficult. But being that the Torah did recount these stories for us to learn from them, this in itself gives us the strength to reach that level. Meaning it's a question of what do we do when they read the parasha? If we're there to get messages from the parasha, then the messages themselves give us the strength to come close to those actions. It's phenomenal if you think about it. I often get reminded when people sometimes, people will quote to me, you know, you said this and that and other thing in class. I don't know if you notice, I try to bring in stories all the time in the classes. And that's because I think it's easier to remember with stories. But I'm still shocked time and again when people quote the stories. And that's the message they remember from a whole class. We could have a whole hour and a half learning, but the story is what people remember, which I respect. I'm the same way. We're all that way. And if you think about it, the book of Bereishis is like a story. And listening to that story and trying to connect with that story helps us aspire to be like that story. And like other concepts we find in the Torah, at first glance, it seems beyond our nature to attain such heights. But if the Torah commands us to do so, then within the commandment, there is also the strength that Hashem gives us to stand up to that commandment. Let's take, for example, the mitzvah. It says, love Hashem with all your heart, with all your soul, and all your wealth. That the Rambam goes to great lengths expanding on this mitzvah. How is this love? He says you have to be lovesick for Hashem. Like, just like a person who's lovesick, everywhere he goes, he's thinking about his love. That's the level we're supposed to attain in our love for Hashem. You read it and you say, how could anyone ever reach such a level? But it goes the other way around. When the Torah commanded it, then the Torah also gave us the capacity to do it. And the same thing is true with regard to this. When the Torah wrote down the stories of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, again, the point is to teach generations that this is the path to Hashem. In these stories, in reading the stories, we are also given the strength to attain that holiness, that each one can attain that level. Like the holy Rebbe Ravar from Meshbush said, we say, our Holy One, the Holy of Yaakov. What we're asking, he said, is that we ask Hashem just as he gave Yaakov holiness, that beyond Yaakov's capacity for holiness, Hashem, you gave him holiness beyond that. So we say to Hashem, give us holiness too, just like you gave Yaakov beyond his capacity. So how do you get there? Meaning, we just explained that it's within our reach, and that reading the stories gives us the capacity to get there. And the fact that the Torah said we're supposed to get there already gives us strength to get there. But how do you get there? So what's the path? V'aderech la'agia lekachi, how do you reach that? The way, the path is, chayav lomar. A person must say. Mashmaut ha'lashon chayav lomar, when we say a person must say, haynu sh'liyudi tzricha liyot ha'sheifa matay yagiu ma'asai l'ma'asai avotai, meaning a person has to express and develop within himself that aspiration. When will I reach that level? When will I have a home that has achnasos orchem like Avram? When will I be willing to do giving up my life like Yitzchak? To most people, that doesn't even seem within the realm of what they'd like. When will I be able to raise kids like Yaakov Avinu? When will I be able to contend with the hardships that Yaakov contended with and have the faith Yaakov Avinu had? You tell the person, Yaakov Avinu was reading Shema and he met his son he hadn't seen in 22 years and he didn't stop. The average person says, I don't want to even get there. We don't even aspire. And the key here is we have to first develop that aspiration. כאשר יש לי יהודית אמונה שבכוחו להגיע לזה, and the step before that, and this is one of the key points of this work, and I think this is one of the key points of Hasidut and the strengths in Hasidut, this idea, do I even have the capacity to get there? Meaning very often we rule out the contest before we've even signed up. I'll never make it. And that's really killing our potential. How often does a person say, I can never do that. I can never do that. I can never learn in yeshiva a year straight. I can never learn in yeshiva a full day. I can never reach a point where I concentrate every bracha in Shmoneh Esrei. I can never reach a point where I love someone like I love myself. There are many points where we just say, I can't. It's not me. That's for tzaddikim. And the first step is that a person should believe you could. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but you could. If you begin by believing you could, then you can move forward to the next step of asking yourself, okay, so when will I get there? And then a person doesn't sit on al shmarav, literally means on his sediment. What's this similar to me? You have a person that his whole aspiration is to have a slice of bread and a little bit of water. He knows he doesn't have to work hard. He works for an hour a day, he has a little bit of bread, a little bit of water. And then what happens? He's lazy. Figures I could always do it, I could always get it, and he doesn't do anything. And he ends up staying in bed all day. How many times does a person get up and tell himself, I can do A or B today, but I can't do C, D, and E. Two things I could accomplish today, but I have so much to accomplish, I can never accomplish all that, but I could accomplish some of that. And then he stays in bed, and he doesn't accomplish any of it. But if someone wants to accomplish a lot, he gets out of bed and says, I'm going to try to do. And he has a list, and he says, I'm going to try that. He says, I want to be a millionaire. I'm going to work hard. I'm going to get there. He knows he has to work hard. So he can't rest. He works with all his strength. And that's what it means. Everyone has to say, every person has to have a great self-image. Person shouldn't say, yeah, you know, my history, I can never get to that. You know how tired I am, you know how hard I work, you know what bad midos I have. I'm never going to get there. No. Step one, a person has to develop great aspirations for himself. A person has to look and say to himself, so what if my whole life has been one way? I could still be the great giant of the Jewish people. I could still be Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And then he'll really work hard and he'll get there. I'll share with you a personal story. One of my rabbeim once told me, said the learning you do at 18 is better than what you do at 20. And what you do at 20... your memory is still better than at 25. And at 25, it's better than at 30. You'll see, from 30, it's a different world. Your memory just isn't the same. Okay, I hit age 30, and it was a self-fulfilling prophecy, right? Suddenly, I see I'm not remembering things as well. And, okay, you still work hard, but, you know, once you hear that, so you tell yourself, okay, the masechtas I got before 30, those are going to be easier. And whatever I get from now on, it's just going to be a lot of hard work. And the next year and a half was, you're working a very hard uphill battle. So you're trying and you're trying to get another daf, and every time you forget, you tell yourself, yeah, that's what they told me is going to happen, right? Okay. Then I meet a Talmud Chacham who knows all of Shas by heart. And I asked him for some tips. And one of the things we were discussing, I said to him, you probably got most of your learning done when you were younger, when you still had a good memory, and then it's easier to retain things. So he said to me, no, I'm actually finding that the most recent years I could get so much done that I couldn't get done when I was younger. There are so many things I could retain now I couldn't retain when I was younger. No, I don't find that's true at all. And I walked away from that conversation with a renewed spirit, and suddenly I was learning with more excitement, and the world became a different world. I just had a different picture of where I could get to. Beforehand, I was thinking, well, what I accomplished before 30, that's the stuff I'm going to remember well, and other stuff I'm going to have to review again and again and again and hope I retain something. And after hearing that from him, I just had a different picture of where I was headed. And when you have a different picture, so suddenly things work out differently. Every one of us is that way. We each reach a point in our lives where we say, okay, that's never going to happen, and that's never going to happen. Then, okay, let's see what's left, right? We cut off parts of our dreams, and then we say, okay, this is what's left. And that's not right. Chazal said every one of us has to say, when will I be like Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov? And no age is too late. Remember, Rabbi Akiva started at age 40. He didn't know Aleph Bez. We're all ahead of him. And yet, he was the biggest giant of Jewish history. Moshe Rabbeinu said, why isn't the Torah given by him? He's bigger than me. So no one here is above 40, right? Or approximately. So we're all ahead of Rabbi Akiva, and we could all... What?
56 only.
Okay. So that's 16 years old, right? But we're ahead of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva went to kindergarten. He started Aleph Beis at 40. So the key is, where do we want to get to? And what do we think is realistic? And that's what he says. The first point is that a person should believe he could get there. And then he starts having the aspiration, okay, so how will I make this happen?